to Real Talk with your host, Jordan.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Jordan. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. This episode, we're going to be talking about grief and the journey that I've been on and a little about who I lost and how important this person was to me. So I lost my aunt back in February and it was very, very hard for me. That was like the first person I've ever lost ever. And there's a lot of obstacles that I had to go through to get where I am today. I think in the beginning, stage one, there's 5 stages of grief. And the first stage was I was very numb. I felt like in denial. And sometimes I still feel like I'm in denial, which I'm not. I now know I'm present. I'm here. I know it's not in denial anymore. But for a while, that's what I felt like. And a lot of people could probably also say the same thing because it happens to so many people. And I think 5 stages of grief, let's just start out there. 5 stages of grief is you're going to feel like angry and sad and numb, like for the first like 3 stages, and then like 4 and 5, I feel like it's just like your body accepting the fact that they're not here. Now, it doesn't mean you have to get over that loss. It's just you're accepting that they are not here anymore and they're in heaven. And that's honestly still a really hard thing to go through. I feel like I still have my moments here and there, and it's been 2 years. I lost my aunt tragically, like I've been saying, I think. I said that. I don't know. And it put me through it. Let me just tell you there. Oh, first year is the most hardest year. It's the most hardest because during holidays, their birthdays, your birthdays, anything that you do that's like very important to you, they're not there for. And it is very hard, and it's very sad. And you're going to feel sad. You're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel like you're not really gonna know like what the fuck to do, but it does get better. And I feel like people are like, well, it doesn't get better. And I don't know how to explain this, because for me, it's like, it doesn't get better. I feel like it does get worse, but there is also a point where like, okay, it's a little bit better. You know, like I still have a hard time sleeping at night. And I literally, like when I tell you, like I'm on 3 hours of sleep right now. Like, so serious. Ever since I lost my aunt, it has been so hard for me to sleep. And, like, I get nightmares now, and it's really crazy. And I still have the moments where I'm like, I cry. I do cry. I do miss her a lot. And I'm trying to think what else. But, yeah. But, okay. The things that I helped with me with coping and that I still do is I talk to her every single night before I go to bed, like, out loud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that. And I don't regret it. And I don't think that it's an issue, because it's not. I feel like that's okay to do. You're allowed to talk to someone. They hear you still. They're just not here. And honestly, what really helped me is she gave me so many signs. And that helped so, so much. And that's like, I'm very grateful for that. Like, I still get that kind of comfort in a way. Also, another thing that helped me is like, now she is buried. So I go to her grave. I talk to her. I feel her more there than anything, because that's like her new home. I decorate her grave. I put stuff that like of my belongings that like I don't use, and I put it on her grave, because it's just like, okay, like letting her know that I'm still here and I still think about her. And I did not get over the fact that she's not here anymore, because I feel like people think that about a lot about when they lose someone and they feel the guilt to actually laugh or be happy. And I'm gonna tell you right now, it's okay. You can have your bad days, your good days, your days. You can have all the days in the world and they will not think differently of you. And I think that's one thing I really, really had to overcome, because like sometimes like I would laugh like I would have fun. And I think it was like maybe 3 weeks or a week after like she died, and I literally like I went out with my friends for a little bit, saw them or did whatever, and like I was laughing, having fun, and I felt like guilty for it. Like I should not be having fun. Like I should be sitting there like sad. And of course I was still sad, but I was just getting my mind off everything. And that's something else that really helped me. Make sure you have, firstly, I say firstly a lot. Firstly, make sure you have a good support system that's something that I could definitely tell you. Support system is where it is. I have an amazing support system. I have an amazing friends, amazing family that always text me still. On holidays, they text me. They text me my birthday. They text me on her birthday. Like anything that has to do with her or something important to me, they make sure they text me because they know how much they were like, she was there for me, you know? Also, self-care. I do a lot of self-care now for myself, of course, and I always did, but I do more self-care. So then, like, you know, now it's been 2 years, so I'm at the stage where it's like I'm all over the place. I'm happy, sad, angry, and frustrated, or I'm having a great week. It just depends on what day it is, what week it is, what time, like, and what month it is. Like, I remember, like, February, the whole entire month of February, I was so miserable. It was because it's just horrible. Like, I hate February now. And everything that happened is, like, so traumatic for me. And it, like, traumatized me just a tad. And also, I also have a therapist. Therapists, they help out a lot, okay? Now you're like, well, I just can't talk to anyone. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, guess what, bitch? You gotta push yourself, because I pushed myself and I had an amazing therapist. She left and I got a new one, and she's still, and this one is still amazing. Now, going through this whole situation has been a struggle because it's just like, it's never going to end in a way. I don't know how to explain it, but like grief never ends. You're going to grieve for so long, for years and years and years, and you might not even get over it, but you will accept it at one point. And I think that's where I'm at. I'm like starting to accept it slowly. I do miss her. Like, I remember I tried to call her once and it went right to voicemail, and then I cried my eyes out, which don't do. I do not recommend doing that, but I literally generally, like, forgot, and that was really, really hard for me. I'm trying to think what else. Now, this episode, it was very hard for me to make because, like, right now, this is my biggest struggle when it comes to mental health is grieving. Of course, I have my anxiety moments and stuff, but grieving is literally, like, the most big, big thing that, like, I go through. And it's like rough. It is really rough. When it comes to friends, make sure some of your friends might not have been through a big loss as you did. So you need to make sure, like, if they give you advice, they're just trying to be there. Now, they might not give you the best advice. They might give you all the advice, but they're just trying to be there for you, and accept it. Don't fight about it. Don't be like, well, you don't know what you're talking about, da da da, because you never, no. Just accept it, move on. Thank you for the advice. I loved it. Boom, boom, done. You know? I remember, so I lost her my senior year, 2022. And I remember at my graduation party, I actually reserved a chair for her. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit of my aunt, because I did want my goal to be kind of like dedicated to her in a way, because I feel like I should talk about it. I should talk about her. I still smile when I think about her, you know? So my aunt, I called her Aunt Chrissy, Aunt Cece, Aunt Cece, and obviously she died tragically, and she was my godmother. She was like my second mom. She was constantly always there for me, and like, I remember like when she had to take me to doctor's appointments, she had to take me here, take me there, and she was just constantly there for me, and that meant so much to me. And when I was getting bullied in high school, she would always text me quotes every single day to just help me get through the day, because she knew I fucking hated going. I would literally call her crying in the bathroom, like, please take me out, because she was on my emergency contact list at one point. And I was just like, please, like, take me out of school. She's like, Jordan, I can't do that. Like, I'm sorry, your parents will fucking flip. And I'm like, but I don't want to be here. She has been there with me. If I'm like bored in class, I would just call them. Because we're not doing anything. We're just sitting there talking to people. Let me call my aunt. That's what I would do. We connected by music a lot. We loved music together. We had music together. We did, it was crazy. And then I actually just went back in my MacBook, and it was crazy. It was literally crazy. And I went back in my MacBook, and it's like 2018 maybe, 2019, or 2020. I forget. Or 2021. I don't know. I forget. And she had a podcast equipment in our text on Amazon. And she was like, I want to do this. Like, I want to buy a podcast equipment. And I literally sat there and was like, holy fuck. Like, this is crazy. Like, she knew something that I didn't know. now I basically am a full-time podcaster. So I'm constantly doing content, constantly on my phone because that's where my work is, or my laptop. And it's just crazy, like, what the fuck? Maybe she was trying to hint something out to me for a long time and I did not get it till now. And I love podcasting. I love coming down to my basement. I love doing it. Obviously, our basement is still not together and we're not going to talk about that. But it's amazing. And now I have two podcasts out and I have Girls Uncensored. I have Real Talk with Jordan. Also, fun fact, sorry, I'm rambling and off topic. As per usual, Real Talk with Jordan is about to be a year soon. That's fucking insane. But, so sorry, I just had to put that out there. My aunt, she was there for a lot. And like I said, I called her every single day. And like up until like she passed away. And I think the one thing that I don't regret is like that night, she was like going in for something on Monday. Sunday, I was coming back home from a dance competition. And I remembered, like, I had a feeling. I was like, I gotta text my aunt. And I was like, I love you, good luck, you know, all of that shit. And like, she answered, and I'm just thankful that I got a text back. And I remember I texted her, but I didn't get a response, but it was a picture. And it was me, and it was like just a funny thing that I did for my dance competition. I looked like one of the Despicable Me kind of characters. I forget which one it is. Vector. I looked like him from my dance costume, and I do remember my uncle or cousin saying, like, she laughed at that before she went in. Like, she was cracking up. And that also made me happy because, like, I'm glad I could crack a smile, you know? I'm glad I could crack a giggle for her. And I was honestly really just trying to make her day, and, like, so she wasn't nervous. I'm trying to think what else. So she wasn't there for my graduation. She wasn't there for my two other dance competitions, my last ones. So she did miss a lot. She missed my broadcasting school graduation. She has missed a lot, but I know she's there in spirit. And I think that's also something that helped me is like, trust your mind, don't trust your mind all the time, but like trust that they are watching you because they are. And this girl gives me signs all the fucking time. And I'm glad because like, it makes me feel like she's still here with us. And I remember I'm a journaler, so that didn't even make sense. But I journal a lot. And I did, I think I wrote this like thing out when I was stressed out and had anxiety about grief. And this was September 20th, 2022 at 10:54 p.m. So it was like a couple months after she died. So I'm going to read it to you guys. I think, honestly, I did a pretty good fucking job at 17 years old. Or I was 18. Okay. Grief is something that is never going to leave you, which really sucks. Grief feels like pins and needles in your heart. Everyone gets different emotions when grieving. It takes a lot out of you. While grieving, there are multiple emotions you go through. One of them I struggle with is sadness. I lost my aunt back in February, and that was the most hardest goodbye I had to do. Ever since she has been gone, she's missed some of my biggest accomplishments, the accomplishments she helped me with. I know she would been really proud of me. Grief is difficult when memories start popping up everywhere, and you think about all the good times you've had and how much a person can be so important in your life. There are a lot of moments where I just sit and cry, or when I wake up in the morning, I don't have the motivation to do anything. Seeing my family grieve is really hard, especially for my uncle. His heart is broken, and so is my cousin's heart. Grieving taught me that it's okay to not always be okay. I've grown so much with grieving. I remember when I was really bad, and every day in the morning, I would just cry for hours on end, and it wasn't the best feeling. I don't open up to people at all anymore because I feel like I'm just such an issue to everyone. I don't cry with anyone around because I don't want them to think I'm dramatic or I'm just a crybaby. I only really cry if I'm grieving, frustrated, or upset about a very toxic situation. Grieving can always make you overthink the worst, and it has been a side of me that I am still trying to control. People will never understand grieving, and I will never understand it either. But I know that I have to live through my aunt's legacy, and I'm going to do that. Grieving will never be easy, but it's something I will try and handle to my best ability. Holy shit, that was really long. But that is something that I wrote about grieving. Mind you, that was 2022. my mind was not how it is now. So just to put that out there. I also, so the first year, like I said, was a really hard time because, like, it's, like, very hard. It's very hard to talk about. It's very hard to deal with. And I'm not going to lie. I couldn't open up to anyone because I always would always only open up to her and my parents. But the thing is that I would tell her more things than I would tell my parents because I just felt comfortable. And knowing that I didn't have that anymore kind of, like, fucked me up. But I'm learning to talk to my parents now about everything and just hoping they don't flip their shit on me. But I don't really talk about bad things like that, so I'm pretty much in the clear. Trying to think. I talked to her so much. It's, like, unbelievable. But she was a very big part of my life, and she has helped me through my darkest, good days, every days. Like, every days? Jesus God. Every day, she's always helped me. And I've always been close to her husband, my Uncle John. Shout out to Uncle John. He's the goat. And we've gotten closer because we could compare and we could relate to each other. And it didn't make us feel like we were alone. And he is one of my best friends. I call him every day. He calls me every day. Also, I think that was, like, what really helped us and still help us now is just family time. Like, do so much family time. Be with each other. Laugh, giggle, do all the memories. Like, it is worth it. And you're going to see that in the end. And honestly, sadly, there's no end to this. But it's something that, like, you kind of just work through together. And that's also a thing that I would advise you to do. You don't have to, but I would advise it. It really helped me out too. My friends are very supportive. I had so many people there while going through this journey, and I still have a lot of people there for me, and I'm so grateful for that. I am so unbelievably grateful. You know, I do have my moments still here and there where I just cry or I'm upset, and it's because I miss her. Like, I miss her goofy laugh. I miss her hugs. I miss everything. I miss eating olives with her. I miss eating pickles in the corner of my grandparents' kitchen, if you know what I mean. I mean, not like that, but, like, I just, also, like, what helped me is, like, their favorite foods. Eat it for, like, Easter. Like, I think last year we ate a literally can of olives. She loved olives. She loved her pickles. She loved her chips, her red Solo cups with iced tea in it. And something that kind of, like, really, like, helped me, too, is that, like, people say I'm, like, her mini-me a lot. People are like, dude, like, you are Aunt Chrissy, you are her mini-me. Like, my room is a struggle for me, and I'm still trying to do it. I'm still trying to overcome my room, and it's taking some time. I just have a lot of clothes and, like, my water bottles, and she has so many water bottles still on her side of the bed. Like, I kid you not. Like, everything that we do, like I do, it's just, like, it resembles her. And I don't know if it's a bad thing, a good thing. I also promised her, like, my uncle and cousin does not drive. So she would always take them to the store, and it was just great because now I get to do it. So I kind of, like, took her spot. She did everything for everyone. And now I kind of just took her spot. And I'm proud of it, in a way. I really am. I'm making some legacy. Only my mom's side of the family would really understand that. But, yeah. So I will like to share with you, well, I can share with you, what I wrote for her 2 years. And it's deep. I'm just kidding. It's not that. I don't know. But I'm going to get it for you guys so you guys can see what I wrote. Mind you, this is honestly, like, I have, like, my heart still pounding, like, doing this episode because it reminds me of so much. But I do it for you guys. So here we go. So I said, "Dear Aunt Chrissy, it has been 2 years since you left us tragically. I still don't know how to do life without you. Since you've been gone, I've graduated high school, experienced what it is like to be a college student. Then I dropped out because it wasn't for me. I worked until I found a school that I know I was going to succeed in. I stepped out of my comfort zone and went to a broadcasting school, learned completely new things, and that I never thought I would, but I did it. I left there with amazing podcast about mental health so I can be a voice for people that need it. I loved my life with traveling around Italy and went to the Outer Banks with your little family, and not a day went by where we didn't think about you. I think you would have loved it. Started out with the new year very strong. A lot of got my way last month and even this month, but I have been pushing through it all. These are the times where I would always call you because you, out of everyone, would know what to do or what was wrong, even wrong with me. But I knew you were still there with me. A couple months ago, I went back to our text and saw that you wanted to start a podcast of your own, and I think it is crazy because somehow you led me to be where I am today. I host two podcasts. They are amazing. They are funny. And they're pretty creative of me. I had an internship with radio stations, and every time I went on air, you would give me a sign telling me that you were with me. I know you would have been super proud of me, too. From time to time, I think to myself, if you were ever here, what would our podcast name be? I honestly don't have any clue what we would name it, but all that I know is that we would be hilarious. We miss you so much, but I know that you're with us every day. We will miss you, and we will continue to do things in your honor. You're one of a kind. Us kids miss our sea so much. Keep looking down on us. We love you very, very much. So, that was a long tale. Sorry, I was like losing my breath. But that's something that I do is I journal and I write about her or I write to her. And it's just something that helped me get through the tough times. But I do have to say that you will be okay and you will get through this. And grief is a lot. Remember, you have five stages of grief. You have to accept the fact that they're not here anymore. You have to go through the motions and the emotions of like being angry, frustrated, crying, happy, upset, like everything. Like, you're going to have to go through that. And do not feel guilty. Do not follow the same footsteps as I did, because I felt so guilty at one point because I was having fun and I was like, fuck, like, I should not be doing this. But you would want me to do that. So, like, my aunt would totally want me to not cry all the time. But I don't really cry anymore. I kind of course I have my moments, of course, and especially holidays, Easter's coming up, and I'm literally like so out of it. But yeah, I think that's how my grief journey has been and what I'm still going through, and it's going to take so much time and so much healing. But now what I think I have to learn is trusting everybody, which trust comes through a lot, but that's besides the point. But yeah, that's kind of all I have for you. It is a short episode, and I'm very sorry for that, but I have to tell you where my podcasts are, of course. All right, you can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Deezer, Listen Notes, and Player FM. You should also, there's more, Overcast, Castro, CastBox, PodFriend, and Good Pods. That's where you can find Real Talk with Jordan on. And also, I also host another episode called Girls Uncensored. And you can find that on Spotify. And we're still trying to figure out where we should go next with more platforms. But Girls Uncensored is very juicy. And if you like drama, you can find all the drama on my exclusive content or Girls Uncensored. So make sure you check them two out. Also, my exclusive content is $3 a month, and you will get a episode every week or every 2 weeks. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. But if you want to do that, you just got to go on my link in my bio. Also, I have my Instagram linked with my bio too. You can go on my personal Instagram, and my Real Talk with Jordan and Girls Uncensored will be in my bio, and you can click that and you can find me right there and then. And I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I will see you next week. Thank you. Bye.